This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Former Republican U.S. President Donald Trump was convicted on 34 felony counts on Thursday by a jury that found him guilty of falsifying business records to hide a sexual affair from voters and corrupt the 2016 election. After a weeks-long trial, the jury deliberated for just 9.5 hours before the 12 jurors agreed unanimously and issued the guilty verdicts. Trump has become the first former president of the United States to be a convicted felon. For the first time in American history, a former president of the United States has been convicted of committing crimes to steal an election. Trump has spent decades on the edge of legal trouble, first as a New York businessman whose company violated discrimination laws, failed to repay debts, and nearly declared bankruptcy, then as a president who impeded an investigation of his 2016 campaign, tried to overturn the result of his re-election defeat by incurring an insurrection, and refused to return classified documents that he took from the White House. Trump had pleaded not guilty to 34 counts of falsifying business records for the hush money payment that his former lawyer Michael Cohen made to adult film star Stormy Daniels in the final weeks of the 2016 presidential election. Prosecutors said the disguised payment to Cohen was part of a planned, coordinated, long-running conspiracy to influence the 2016 election to help Donald Trump get elected through illegal expenditures, to silence people who had something bad to say about his behavior, using doctored corporate records and bank forms to conceal those payments along the way. Cohen testified that he was paid the Daniels cash in a series of payments from Trump throughout 2017 that the Trump Organization characterized as payments pursuant to a retainer agreement for legal services rendered. Prosecutors said there was no such agreement, and Cohen's statements were supported by documentary evidence and witness testimony. While Trump was not charged with conspiracy, prosecutors argued he caused the records to be falsified because he was trying to cover up a violation of state election laws and falsifying business records with the intent to cover another crime raises the offense from a misdemeanor to a felony. Trump tried to intimidate and threaten jurors and witnesses to such an extent that Judge Mershon imposed a gag order on Trump that the former president violated 10 times. The judge fined Trump $10,000 during the trial for violating his order, including with Trump's attacks on Cohen and Daniels, and warned Trump that he could have him locked up if Trump continued violating the gag order. With the guilty verdicts on all 34 felony charges, Trump could go to prison. Judge Juan Mershon will sentence Trump at 10 o'clock in the morning on July 11th, 4 days before the Republican National Convention begins. Until then, Trump remains free. Each of the 34 counts on which Trump was convicted carries a fine and a prison sentence of up to 4 years. Most legal observers believe that a sentence of more than 4 years, in which Trump would serve consecutive terms rather than concurrent terms, is unlikely. Mershon could also decide to sentence Trump to probation and no prison time. Before sentencing, Trump will sit with a psychologist or a social worker and have a chance to explain why he deserves a light punishment. But Trump is also facing 3 more trials, a federal election interference case in Washington, D.C., a state election interference case in Georgia, and a federal case alleging that he mishandled classified documents and national security information. Even if Judge Mershon sentences Trump to prison time, it may not begin immediately. Mershon could instead allow Trump to remain free while courts hear his appeals. The appeals could take months or years, well beyond Election Day, and could rise to the Supreme Court. If Trump goes to prison, the Secret Service agents who protect the former president will join him there. Trump could still run a campaign for and be elected president. The Constitution does not bar him from holding office because of his felony convictions. He could run for president from prison. If he were elected from prison, he could not pardon himself because the conviction is on state charges rather than federal charges. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.